Now D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Have you been interviewed by our Duz reporter while you've been shopping? Well, here's an idea of the interview that took place in a big supermarket in Chicago yesterday.
Where's the bread counter?
A quart of milk, please.
Good morning, ladies. I'm the Duz reporter.
Well, good morning.
Have you ladies heard the big news about Duz?
Well, I know Duz is a new kind of soap.
It does everything in the wash.
Hey, that's only the beginning. Look, you see all those different wash day soaps over on that shelf? Chips, bars, powders.
Yes, I do.
Sure.
Well, 25 of them were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Duz had a perfect score on the whole combination.
Amazing. You'll have to show me.
Duz beat them all.
Oh, skeptics, huh? Well, here's what happened to those other soaps when compared to Duz. Some soaps missed out on whiteness, some on suds for cleaning, but not Duz. It washes towels whiter, gets work clothes clean easier, no hard scrubbing. Yet when it comes to safety for the pretty colors you wash, no soap scored higher than Duz. It actually leaves colors brighter.
Seems like a lot for one soap to do.
Ah, but Duz is really a new kind of soap. Like I said, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and greatest safety to colors combined, Duz tested best.
I've been meaning to try Duz. Maybe I'd better get a box.
Duz sounds all right.
Yes, that's how those Chicago ladies heard the news about Duz. And all you ladies, make Duz your wash day soap. It does everything and does it best. Duz invites you to visit the Goldberg. Some folks say there's no rest for the wicked, but there are times when the innocent, too, go without rest. 2 days ago, the police came to see Molly and brought Jake's clothing for her to identify. This was the last straw for Molly. She collapsed and was taken to the Hillcrest Rest Home. But through one of those strange twists of fate, it seemed Jake was leaving the hospital the very moment Molly was being admitted, and neither knew it. One night's rest at Hillcrest was enough, and this morning Molly left the institution disguised as a scrubwoman. She made straight for the police station to request a search for Jake. Rosie, David, and Mike found her there. Right after they left for the coffee shop next door, Jake called the police. Mike is talking to Molly. Listen.
How about a little ice cream, Mrs. Goldberg?
A little ice cream? No, thank you. It is all I want. Thank you very much. You, Rosalie, darling, take a little ice cream.
No, thank you.
How about you, Grandpa?
Ice cream? I should have ice cream, Molly.
If you feel like ice cream, David, why not?
I feel like something. What? I don't know. Call the waitress. I'll see what she's got on the menu.
Miss?
Miss? The menu, miss.
I'm busy at the moment.
She's busy at the moment, David.
You have patience to wait, Molly?
Oh, patience, not so much, David, dear, not so much. You know what I went through already this morning. Oh, David, if I would tell you what I went through. First of all, maybe I wouldn't did what I did if that woman didn't talk. A whole morning long she talked, and what she told me, that's why I did what I did. Oh, maybe there'll be a call with some information about Jacob, which or what.
Now, I'll call the house. Maybe Joe Ellis is there. He may have some news.
Well, I'll call Mike, and you finish your sandwich.
There's a telephone booth right near the counter.
Oh, I see it.
Right near the counter.
You got a nickel?
Have you got a nickel, Rosalie?
I have, if you haven't got, dear.
I have one.
If Joe is home, I'll talk to him.
All right.
Did you hear about what Mike said? If Joe Ellis is home, then Mike wants to talk to him.
Yes, I heard it.
And maybe there's information of which or what. Go see,
all
Mommy.
Right,
go, dear. Go.
You're sure you won't have something else?
No, thank you, Mike.
How do you feel, Molly?
I feel fine, David. I feel very well.
You sure pulled a fast one getting out of that hospital the way you did. It was foolish.
All right. You did it, so you did it. Well, you did it. It's done. Drink your coffee.
I will.
I shouldn't bother with the ice cream.
Sure, if you want some. Miss!
Miss?
Some ice cream.
Yes. Yeah. How many?
Molly, you want ice cream?
No, thank you.
Now, tell me, miss, what kind of ice cream do you have?
Chocolate, vanilla, and coffee.
All right. Give me a little of this and a little of that.
What is this and what's that, please?
What did you say? What did you say?
Well, we're mighty shorthanded. We haven't any time for gags.
Huh?
What's it going to be?
Mix me.
you know what he means. Give him some chocolate and vanilla.
Just one scoop of one kind.
Oh, so give me vanilla frappe with nuts.
Vanilla nut sundae, is that what you want?
Yeah, with nuts.
Nuts he wants.
Another cup of coffee and make it two frappe.
Two sundaes. Nuts.
Oh, Mike, I'm so besides myself.
Yeah.
My darling, I just want to speak to you, and I want to speak to you plainly, and I want to speak to you like a friend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with your experience, tell me.
Huh?
Tell me this. If we don't hear about Mr. Goldberg and his whereabouts soon, tell me, Mike, don't be afraid.
Huh.
What conclusion do you think I should conclude?
Molly, you're relaxing, relax.
David, please. David, I want to speak to Mike, and I want to speak freely, because Mike is a man of the world. He's a man of the underworld.
Not quite, Mrs. Goldberg, but I'll admit some of my friends ain't of the highest culture, like Joe Ellis, for instance. But
I just mean that to know what to do, Mike, that's what I have to know. How long can I remain here in Texas?
Until you have final news of Jake, you can't do anything, Molly. You can only hope.
Oh, David, darling, what else am I doing?
Leave the rest to me, Mrs. Goldberg. Believe me, I ain't going to leave a stone unturned. I owe you a lot. I told you that.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. I'm the one that should be handing out the thank yous. And just as soon as Elsie gets back, I want you to put in a good word in for me, will you? And maybe the wedding bells will ring for the both of us yet, huh?
Well, Mike, if anything I can do, they'll ring for you.
Yeah.
Anything I can do, they'll ring for you.
Yeah.
Brother May, this way, darling. What is she walking around the table like that?
This way,
Rosalinda. What is it, Rosalinda?
Still there? Any news of your father?
No, but Elsie is home, Mike.
Elsie?
Mrs. Barton is home.
Did you speak to her?
Oh, my.
Was Joe there?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Why, Rosalie, why didn't you ask?
Well, I was afraid. If I asked about Joe, then Mrs. Warren would start questioning me.
Yeah.
And you don't want to know anything about Joe, do
No, you? No, no, no. I'd have some time explaining Joe to Elsie. Let's go, everybody.
Let's go.
How did she sound, Rosie?
All right.
Did she ask for me?
Yes, and I said that you'd call her right back.
Did she ask about Mary?
No, I didn't give her a chance to ask me any questions, Mike. I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Thanks, Rosie. That was nice. It'd be awful nice. Who's got a nickel?
Wait. I'll see if I have a
nickel. Did Elsie ask where you're calling from?
Well, I told her that we were out walking and shopping.
You told her I was with you, huh?
Yes.
She didn't say anything about a trip, did she?
No, I just said that you'd call her. She did ask about you,
yeah.
Ma. She still calls you Mrs. Ma.
Oh, well, we'll have to get that all cleared up and quick, too.
She still calls me Mrs. Ma.
Yeah.
Here's a nickel, Mike. And don't say too much on the telephone.
I won't. I just don't want Joe getting there and spilling everything. If he does that, it'll cook my goose with Elsie.
Here's another nickel, Mike.
Thanks. Have your ice cream, Grandpa, and we'll blow.
Yes, I will.
I hope she don't start asking me about Mary.
Well, tell her you'll be home and you'll tell her everything and you'll talk to her.
Yeah, if she asks me if I've heard from Mary, what'll I say?
Say yes and then you explain everything.
The truth, Mike.
Well, after a heap of lies, Grandpa, even the truth don't sound honest.
So go, Mike. Do you think you can ask her if there was any message from the police?
I don't see how I can spring any questions about the police on her. I'll just tell her we'll be right home and we got a lot to tell her. And if any strange-looking guy comes in, to just tell him to come back later and not to have too much to say to him. Just tell him to wait, huh?
Yes, sure.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'll go with you, Mike.
And here comes your ice cream,
you
David.
You eat your ice cream, Grandpa.
It can wait. It wouldn't get cold.
You know the number, Mike?
Yeah, Greensville, 0674.
That's right. Come, we'll all say hello to Elsie.
That's swell.
Can I excuse me, please?
This way, Mike.
This way, Mike.
Wouldn't you think she'd let me know she was coming back?
You want me to get the number for you?
Yeah, please. I believe I'm nervous.
It's love.
Yeah, whatever it is, I don't feel so good. Gee, I just hope Joe don't get there first.
Give me a nickel, someone, please.
Here.
The number, you know, the number.
Yes.
Greensville 0674
yes,
is the number.
Greensville 0674.
0674.
Yes. Gee. Yeah, Greensville. Yeah. 0674.
Look out, Kitty.
Hello?
Elsie!
Hello, Mike.
How are you, Elsie?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mike. How are you?
Great, just great.
How's Mrs. Marley?
Who?
Mrs. Marley.
Oh, she's fine. She wants to say hello to you.
Oh, well, wait, Mike. I want to talk to you first.
Elsie, how long you been home?
Well, I just got here a little while ago. Honest, I haven't even washed the train dust off my face yet.
Well, Elsie, look, Elsie, if anybody, a strange-looking guy, a gentleman should call, just give him the cold shoulder and tell him to come back later, will you?
Who?
If a guy named Joe, Joe Ellis.
Oh, there's my doorbell now, Mike. Will you hold on?
Yes, Elsie, all right. Now, look, if it's Joe...
If it's Joe Ellis...
Yeah?
Tell him to come back later.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. If it's Joe Ellis, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, just a minute. Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
Just
a
minute. 1 minute. Is your name Joe Ellis?
No, ma'am, it is not.
Oh, well, will you wait a minute? Just a minute, please. Just wait a minute.
Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
No, it's
who
not
is?
Joe Ellis. Oh, I don't know who it is, but I'll find out. But he don't look like he'd be anybody for you.
No. Well, okay, I'll be right home.
All right. Hello? Hello, Mike. Oh.
Won't you come in? I haven't got any empty rooms, if that's what you're looking for.
No, ma'am. I'm looking for my wife.
Your wife?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Goldberg.
Goldberg? Well, we haven't a Goldberg here.
This is 2024 Jennifer Street, isn't it?
Yes.
Then this is where she is. And don't tell me she isn't.
Well, Jake seems in no mood to believe Elsie Warren's statement that she knows no Mrs. Goldberg. And when Jake spills the truth about Mary and Mike and the $25,000, what will Elsie's reaction be? The Emperor of Japan may not realize it, but he's going to be on the receiving end of a most interesting gift. This is it, and sister, he asked for it.
Item. One large order of high explosives. Compliments of the mother of a Marine killed at Saipan. Destination, Tokyo. Item, nylon for parachutes. Compliments of the mother of two boys on Pacific submarine duty. Destination, Tokyo.
Quite a gift. Wouldn't you like to send one also? You can, you know, by saving your used kitchen fats. Yes, there's no better way to back up some boy you know and love. You see, explosives, nylon, medicines... all require vital ingredients found in used kitchen fat, your used kitchen fat. That's right, the great oil-producing territories of the Pacific are still in Japanese hands. So we must keep on saving fats until J-Day, the day the Japs are licked. Save that used kitchen fat. Your butcher will give you 2 red ration points and 4 cents for each pound. And be sure to strain all used fats. Strain them and put them in a clean can. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Elsie begins to fit the pieces of the puzzle together and doesn't like the result at all. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. When you do kitchen duty, do your war duty. Fight waste. Don't waste soap. It contains vital war materials.